There are so many teachings in these pastoral epistles about the fact that you're going to face opposition. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. There's so much that's explaining how there are going to be many adversaries and many unruly vain talkers and deceivers. And there are going to be people who attack you and criticize you. And here's the thing. Jesus said, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you. But here's the key word, falsely. Falsely. There's no reward when they speak evil of you and it's true. And you bear it patiently. He said, you know, it's when they speak evil of you falsely for my name's sake. That's when you rejoice and be exceeding glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. You're going to be criticized. You're going to be lied about. I mean, people are going to say crazy things about you, and you're going to be shaking your head like, where did this even come from? What are they even talking about? You know, because a lot of times criticism is at least anchored in reality a little bit. Sometimes it's just out there.
I want to talk to you today about a little boy that has a church, claims to have a church in Arizona, Phoenix. His name is Stephen L. Anderson. Fancies himself as a Bible scholar. He's not even much of a pastor, let alone a Bible scholar. He's still a 12-year-old, like a 12-year-old throwing a tantrum. A 12-year-old, yes, a 12-year-old would think that. He cusses. Now he's lying, and Anderson, you're a liar. You'll be fooled by a 12-year-old. He's nothing but a 12-year-old kid who throws his tantrums on air. Look, Stephen Anderson's 12 years old. He's got a little mental problem. I can't help him with that. You need to follow a 12-year-old if you're going to do that. If you want to follow a 12-year-old, follow the 12-year-old. The 12-year-old puppet in the hands of Paul Wittenberger or the Bible. Have a nice day, Stevie.
You know, I mean, I've been called everything under the sun. And I've been called, and it doesn't matter what you say or do, you're going to be called everything under the sun if you're serving God. They called the master of the house Beelzebub. How much more so they call them of his household. I mean, I've been called a Jesuit.
Now, is he actually has another spirit, but is he taking physical orders from Jesuits or
a Catholic?
Stephen Anderson is a closet Catholic. Now we're going to see Stephen Anderson covering up for the Roman Catholic Church. I'm not a Catholic. Anderson is.
They said I was a Mormon. They had pictures of me playing an organ at Brigham Young University. I don't even play the organ. I've never been to Brigham Young University. I've never been a Mormon.
Behold, he's playing a pipe organ. And there's some major issues there, some things I want to bring out in the future on that. But he's playing a pipe organ at Brigham Young University. Has a website that's created, the template is created by a Mormon.
You know, they've attacked me and called me. You know, here's the thing. You're just get it down. You're a racist.
Right.
No matter what you say, it doesn't matter if your whole church, is filled with every nationality. It doesn't matter if you preach that everybody's of the same blood and we're all the same. We're all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. If we're saved, there's no other Jew nor Gentile. Red and yellow, black and white, they're pressed inside. Just, you're a racist. I've been called a Muslim extremist. I've been called, you know, the Taliban. I've been called a racist.
I have to be honest, when I heard your sermon, it sounded like the rantings of someone who was either a hate monger or a religious zealot. And I'm wondering, which are you? Just as the Taliban and the ISIS fighters have perverted Islam and made it violent to fit their vision of the world, that's what you're doing, is you're perverting Christianity to fit your vision of the world.
Arizona has a really classy pastor by the name of Stephen Anderson.
And this guy is a perfect case of the American Taliban.
I've been called, you know, oh, and by the way, because of the wonderful teachings of Sigmund Freud, preach against homosexuality, you'll be called a closet homosexual. Because everybody who preaches against homosexuality is a closet sodomite. That's what the world teaches. Thank you, Dr. Freud.
I think he's just gay. Right?
Okay, and then there's that. Right. Look, it's a good theory we talk about on the show all the time, which is that there's a reason why these guys picked that part of the Leviticus out and not
like
the part about shellfish.
Obsess about it.
So basically, according to the world that we live in, either you're pro-homo, or if you're anti-homo, you secretly are a homo. So basically, they think that the whole world's just homos. Or just, you know what I mean? That's what they think. And you know what? They're going to attack you with that. But you know what? You've got to just show yourself approved unto God. Preach what the Bible. They're going to call you racist. They're going to say you're a closet homo because you hate homos and preach against them. That's what they're going to say about you. They're going to tell you that, you know, you're easy believism and 1, 2, 3, repeat after me, because you go out and clearly explain the gospel to people and take the time necessary to make sure they understand salvation by grace through faith. But because you're not adding works, you're easy believism.
I do not support Steven Anderson. I have a lot of problems with him. Not personally, but I believe that he's not qualified to be in the position that he's in based upon his behavior and his statements that are unbiblical. And I believe he teaches a false doctrine of salvation, which is closer to easy, people call it easy prayerism or easy believism.
You know, and you're also going to be called this new thing that I get called a lot now, misogynistic. You know, because you actually preach biblical roles of men and women. You know, you're going to be called everything. You're going to be called just every name under the sun. You're going to be accused of every. You're going to be accused of adultery. You're going to be accused of murder. I've been accused of murder in the last year. I'm not kidding. I mean, look, you're going to be accused of everything under the sun. But let it always be falsely. And here's the thing. Sometimes the tendency when you're lied about is say, well, I got to go set the record straight. But, you know, really just leap for joy. And the more the false rumors and the lies spread, the more your reward is in heaven. But let it always be falsely. See, the Bible says here in Titus chapter 2, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Don't give them something legitimate to say evil of you. Live your life above reproach. Be like Daniel, where they said, if we're going to find something against Daniel, it's going to have to be in the way that he worships his God, because we can't find anything wrong with his character. That was the only thing they could accuse him of, was worshiping the Lord. And so blessed are you when you're attacked falsely.
Someone who calls himself a pastor, and King James onlyism demonstrates a fundamental lack of grasping of facts, ability to think critically.
Steven Anderson purchased and gave positive reviews of Martin Luther's book On the Jews and Their Lies on Amazon.com. Steven Anderson denies the literal interpretation of the King James Bible. Well, continuing on with the latest ridiculous nonsense from Steven Anderson. All right, this time we're going to talk about Anderson and his endless genealogies. All right, he comes up with one of the most nut job, idiotic bunch of nonsense I've ever heard of in my entire life. A lot of the people out, you know, that have questions, is Steven Anderson legitimate and things. I'm showing this guy to be the liar that he is, because if you don't answer him, then he's like, nobody can answer me, nobody can debunk me. This guy's just so nuts. I'm going to yell at you for a little bit behind the pulpit, pretend it's preaching, and then when I get your mind distracted, then I'll come back and mess with your head a little bit more. Anderson, if you don't repent, you're going to burn in hell. Absolutely, totally headed for hell right now.